much. I agree with a lot of what Poland said, although I'm not sure about eliminating some of the ones that have connections to airports with international links, but perhaps I misunderstood him. I just wonder, I looked forward to paper four to ask myself, well, what will the difference be between a primary hub and a secondary hub? And if I can give you this examples of what the situation in Antwerp or at Lille, at Liège might be, at these stations, presumably you would have a low level of security, should be guaranteed. The waiting areas should be inappropriate. You would have an insufficient number of toilets. You wouldn't have staff ticketing facilities, and certainly not for passengers with disabilities. Information would be inadequate. You shouldn't have dedicated services for PRMs. Of course, there wouldn't be wireless connectivity. I can go on. You know, no drinking water, no lavatories, no connection to local public transport. I'm very puzzled. These seem to be basic things for most stations, whether they're international stations, large national stations, or modest stations. So I'm sceptical that there is any value, if I'm honest, about saying that Liège, which has many international connections to Luxembourg, to the Netherlands, and to Germany, and beyond, and Antwerp should be excluded as secondary stations from these basic facilities. So, in a nutshell, precisely, I am sceptical as to whether we need to have the two classifications. I would rather see it left to the national administrations and the operators.